All right. I am Helvi Gimmer, and I am a gun owner.
I'm Matthew Brown. I'm 22 years old, and I'm a gun owner. So to talk about this event a little bit, one thing that was surprising to me as a gun owner, and I'm not sure, I didn't really get to speak to a whole lot of gun owners, but it was interesting to me not only how many gun owners that I did get to speak to and people that were the asking gun owners was, I felt like my perspective was pretty different in that I spoke a lot about the constitutional requirements that we should meet when talking about potential laws to prevent gun violence. And I guess I was surprised that that wasn't talked about more. Was that your experience?
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I just came here as somebody who has a handgun for personal protection, and I felt like you were much more involved than I was. You know, you're the member of the NRA, and you know a lot about the constitutional laws. You've clearly done like a lot of research about it. But there didn't seem to be a lot of other people here that were coming from the same perspective.
Yeah. And what was important for you here? Did you feel like your opinions were, or I guess your point of view was changed at all? Like, do you feel like there was maybe something you hadn't considered that you would agree upon with someone in this scenario that you wouldn't before? Because I certainly took away that I was actually surprised how willing someone was to come to my understanding, and it made me want to, you know, see from their point of view, which is hard. You know, sometimes even on the internet, it's so easy to get yourself into an echo chamber of what is right and what's wrong.
Right. Yeah. I think for me, I just wanted to just come across as like maybe somebody they didn't stereotype as a gun owner, you know, and just sort of explain like my personal reasons for owning a gun. And everybody seemed to be pretty understanding of that for personal safety. And it was almost like they hadn't considered that just because of what the media has been saying who gun owners are and why they own guns. And I, too, have sort of like stereotyped other gun owners as to why they own guns. And I'm like, who owns, you know, automatic rifles? Like, who are those people? So I think, if anything, I felt like I was learning more from other gun owners because I had such similar opinions to the people who were asking questions.
You know? Interesting.
Yeah.
That's I, one thing that surprised me too was the amount of gun owners, opinions of the gun owners and the diversity of gun owners. Cause, like, I identify as a mixed race person. And when I go to the gun range, I don't see people that have the same background as I do. And I was under the impression that maybe people like me didn't really participate in gun ownership. But today totally changed my perspective of not only the political views of people that are pro-gun, everything from, you know, socialist to a conservative to ethnicity, what you identify yourself as, you know, if you identify as LGBT. It felt good to see that. And it was just totally different from what I'm used to.
Yeah, you weren't able to look around the room and see who the gun owners were. And,
exactly.
You know, like, they didn't fit the...
Which is bad that we do that,
too,
because it promotes the divisiveness.
You know?
It just broke down a lot of barriers for me, which I can't appreciate enough.
Yeah.
But was there anything, like, other than what we've talked about that surprised you?
Honestly, it was the high school students. Like, I thought they were going to come in with these really extreme ideas of what needed to be changed. Because my recollection of being in high school was just sort of having these really unreasonable expectations for change. And I felt like they were doing, they were putting so much thought into it and trying to, like, find ways that weren't going to infringe on other people's rights. And, like, they were just here to listen and really just try to come up with some sort of solution that would work for everybody.
There was the four high school students that had organized the walkout at their local school. And I felt that they were being truly inquisitive and really just wanted to see my perspective. And yeah, you kind of gear yourself up for that kind of interaction of maybe being combative. And it was not at all. It was, I really feel like I got to understand where they were coming from and they got to understand where I was coming from.
Yeah.
And, not only did I learn about points of views that I hadn't considered for the gun issue, but I felt like I kind of learned how to have a civil discussion from someone who's 4 years or 6 years younger than me, mm-hmm. which was odd, you know,
yeah.
this maturity that's something I could mature on.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really like most timid about being like, I thought confronted by them, you know, and they were, mm-hmm. they're really awesome to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Really great at listening.
But yeah, that's basically my experience with the Ask a Gun Owner, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, same.